Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to Women of Destiny Speak. First, giving honor to our international residing bishop, Derek Robertson, to our overseer of the women, Bishop Lackland, and to all of you that is on the line with us on tonight. At this time, I'm going to ask if Overseer Ellie would come with the scripture, and that Overseer Pate would come with prayer.
Praise the Lord, everyone. For this evening, I will read Psalm 57. It reads this way: Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Verse 4, my soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. I have read in your hearing the 57th Psalm, the first through the fourth verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word.
Amen. In prayer, we say, Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray that your word goes forward with power, authority, and the anointing of God. Father, we pray that every hearer be a hearer and a doer of your word, Father. And we pray that someone is healed, delivered, set free, saved tonight, God. Oh, God, help us to hear what you're telling us to do, Father, and what you're saying to us, and not just on the outer ear, but on the outer ear, the middle ear, and the inner ear, and then begin to move as you instruct us and lead and guide us. And we want to thank you once again, Father, for the host tonight and for the speaker tonight, which is the Holy Ghost. But we thank you for the vessel that you're using in the person of Bishop Marie Lackland. Oh, God, glory to your name. Praise to your name, Father. We pray and we do thank you, Lord Jesus, for in Jesus' name, amen, 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 Father.
Amen. Thank you so much, Overseer Pate, and thank you again, Overseer Elliott. At this time, we're going to get our hearts and our minds ready, amen, for our instructor on tonight. And she don't need no introduction, but let's just show Christ some love as she comes, Bishop Marie Lackland.
Oh, hallelujah.
Well,
Lord.
Praise
thank
the Lord,
God.
Everybody.
Glory.
Come on, let's give God some glory.
Glory.
Let's magnify
hallelujah.
His holy and righteous name.
Hallelujah.
There is nobody like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, we
hallelujah.
Lift you up.
Lord.
We magnify
glory.
You. We exalt you, God. We appreciate all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. We're excited about you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're glad to be saved. We're glad to be in the household of faith. We're glad about it, Father. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Certainly, I am giving God the glory that is due his name. I'm thanking God for Jesus, our Savior and soon coming King, and the Holy Ghost, our keeper, teacher, leader, and guide. And thank God for the host being with us on tonight. We thank God for our facilitator, Elder Jerry Pate, and each of you that are on the call and who are listening in. We're so grateful to God that you took time out of your busy schedule to be with us on tonight. We certainly want to honor our international presiding prelate, Bishop Derek Robinson, the Apostolic Council, and the entire Fellowship of Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International. And most certainly, we thank God for the Women of Destiny. Come on, women. Hallelujah. Oh, we give God glory. Hallelujah. He built us like a brick house, and we're glad about it. Hallelujah. And tonight we're going to be talking about I Am a Survivor. Oh, that's something to shout on right now. Hallelujah. Out of all that you've been through, out of all that you had to endure, you're still here. Praise God. And our scripture reading will be coming from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. And I hope you have your word, because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. You got your word on tonight? Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Oh, bless his name. beginning at verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood was stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace." Amen. I read in our hearing the gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. Talking about, I am a survivor. And if you have a testimony of survival on tonight, we would love for you to share it with us, to encourage somebody, to inspire somebody that you can make it to. So please make it known and just interrupt me at any time. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because somebody is thinking about giving up. Somebody is thinking about throwing in the towel. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. But we can stand right now and declare that I am a survivor. Now, we thank God for this woman of God. Praise the Lord. We thank God for her and for him leaving it on record to share with us so that we know that we're not in this thing alone, that we're not the only ones that's going through something. Hallelujah. Now, let us understand that very little is shared with us about this woman. Hallelujah. Somebody got some background noise, and if you know you do, just mute your phone. Hallelujah. Oh, bless God, and we thank each of you who have joined the call as of now. We welcome you, and we encourage you to share on tonight, because this is not a dictatorship. This is a relationship. We're in this thing together. So very little is shared with us about this woman. We don't know her name. We don't know if she was young or old, if she was a Jew or Gentile. We don't know if she was married, single, divorced, separated, or widowed. We don't know if this woman was rich or poor, or she lived alone with relatives or someone else. We don't know, hallelujah, how she came about getting this condition. Only the doctors, it seems, that was only aware of what this woman was going through. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. We don't even know how she heard about Jesus. But what we do know is that she had an issue of blood for 12 long years. And maybe on tonight, there are some real men and women who are tuned in, who are listening in, praise God, that can relate to this woman. You've been through, or you having some issues right now. And I don't know about you all, but there's been some things, some issues in my lifetime that I had to face that I didn't want anybody to know about it. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just some things you don't want to tell folk, because Overseer Elliot, I found out that some folk that you share things with, they don't care about what you're going through. They just want to find out some things on you so they can gossip about you.
Come on here. Yes.
Oh, I ain't going to get no help tonight. Hallelujah.
I know that's
Hallelujah.
Right. I know that's right.
Praise
all
the Lord.
Right now.
And the enemy, who is our adversary, he works his plan to make us feel isolated. He wants us all by ourselves and make us feel that we're alone. And then he'll even make us feel guilty and ashamed over the something that 9 times out of 10 that we had nothing to do with. Oh, yes, come on, somebody. But it's the work of the devil. But I'm so encouraged on tonight that we got some survivors on the call. We got some survivors who are listening in. Oh, bless his name. The enemy wants us to think that no one cares, that we're the only ones that's going through something. Well, if you're not going through something right now, Either you came out of something or you about to go into something.
All right.
That's so
oh, bless
good.
His name, somebody.
Amen.
And I found out that you know, if you ain't going through nothing, it's because the devil ain't studying you. You ain't no threat to him. Hallelujah. We don't even know, according to Scripture, what caused this woman to have an issue of blood. She was hemorrhaging. Amen. And it's believed that it was a menstrual issue of blood, which made her unclean. But, Pate, if you can get ready to get Leviticus 17 and 11. We don't understand how this happened to this beloved daughter of Zion. And sometimes, beloved, when we're going through things, we wonder, wow, God, why me? Why is this happening to me? But God want to raise you up to be a testimony, to tell somebody that Jesus will deliver you, and he'll do it on time. Hallelujah. Our bodies, I learned that our bodies contain from 1.2 to 1.5 gallons of blood. And when a person loses too much blood, then the brain, which is the control center of our body, is not getting enough oxygen to support life. So it's just a miracle that this woman is still alive. We're not talking about, you know, women, how when we have our menstrual cycles, and after 3 days, we like, oh, the blood, I want you to be gone. Come on, somebody. We can understand how this woman must have felt bleeding for 12 years. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Some of us, we think we've been through something. But when we take a look at this daughter of Zion bleeding for 12 long years, hallelujah. You got it, Brother Pate?
Yes, ma'am, Pastor. Leviticus 17 and 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that make it an atonement for the soul.
So the blood, you all, y'all know about the blood of Jesus. But our natural blood, it has a twofold meaning. First of all, the life of the body is in the blood. So when we lose too much blood, we die. Hallelujah, somebody. And it is also set for an atonement for our sin. So when that blood is coming out, then the life is coming out of the body. Come on, somebody talk to me. I know somebody got something they want to say.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Bless his name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the
Bishop
Lord.
Can I just say, when you talked about we all have gone through something, it just reminded me, and you know all about this, how I was in a wheelchair for about 4 years, and the doctors gave up on me. They told me there was nothing they could do for me, and they didn't believe I was ever going to be able to exist without that wheelchair, and I was on pain medication and in and out of the hospital, in and out of the nursing home, and it just looked like it was all over for me, but I just thank God that he heard my cry. Hallelujah. And I thank God that despite what the doctor said, one day the Lord touched me and I was healed. And I am walking and out of a wheelchair. And I just thank God for his goodness. I thank God for his mercy, and I thank God for his healing power. And there might be somebody out there afflicted in their body, and the doctors have said there's nothing else they can do for you. But I know a doctor named Jesus.
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah. And he doesn't have a practice because he doesn't need to practice. Oh, glory be to God. But when he says healed, hey, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. He writes out a prescription and it says healed. By my stripes, you are healed. And so I just want to stay on tonight. If there's anybody suffering in their body, just believe that God can heal you because he did it for me.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What a testimony. In a wheelchair for 4 years. But God. Come on, somebody. And that's why I know. I knew that there were some women on this call, some women that are listening in, some women saying, oh, that's me. Come on, somebody. Oh, I'm so glad for that testimony because it inspired me. It encouraged me to hold on just a little while longer. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Overseer Elliott. Hallelujah. Now, the gospel writer, Matthew, he says the woman was diseased with an issue of blood. And Mark, he analyzes the woman's condition as a plague. But in this particular passage, according to Luke, hallelujah, no doubt gives us a more thorough examination of a woman's condition. You know, I was thinking about earlier, beloved, how so many women, they don't understand what's going through, what they're going through in their bodies, you know, and how, why they keep bleeding, why they keep hurting in their reproduction system. And a lot of times, and it just amazes me that these doctors, because, you know, she tried their doctor, those doctors, these doctors, and maybe even your doctor. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
But no doctor could do her any good. And in this day and time, if a woman is going through too much, the doctors want to give you a hysterectomy.
Right, right.
Y'all better talk to me. He wants
right.
to remove your reproductive organs, the
well,
things
yeah.
that make us a woman, the things that separate us from a man. Glory to God.
Right.
So it just
That's
surprises
right.
me and amazes me that the doctors did not give this woman a hysterectomy after bleeding for 12 long years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But here we find Luke, him being a physician, him being a doctor himself. He understood the importance of having a sufficient amount of blood in the body. He knew the repercussions of too much
That's right.
blood loss. Come on, somebody. Let alone 12 years. Oh, my God. Mm. Come on. Women, we think after 7 days we about to die. Oh, bless his
Come
name.
On.
But this woman was bleeding. Oh, I tell you, she was bleeding for 12 years. And surely Luke, from his training, from his skill, and his profession and experience, he would have diagnosed her and put her into at least one of four categories of blood loss, whether from the loss of blood, volume, or, come on, somebody, or from the circulation of blood, him being a physician. And without a doubt, Luke would have been in awe and said, how is this woman still alive? Oh, Mr. Elliott, I'm sure the doctor said, I gave up on her. How is this woman walking? Oh, bless his name.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, somebody. See, God will do those things that seem impossible. He can do only what the Holy Ghost power can do. Hallelujah. Luke being a doctor, he would have thought at least, why hasn't this woman's organs shut down because of the loss of blood? Some of them folk that thought you'd have been dead by now. Some of those folk that thought you would have gave up by now. They wondering how you're still here. God bless his name. Y'all just stop me if you got something, because I know all of us. And you know this ain't just for women, because, see, men have issues, too. Uh-huh. I know they don't have menstrual issues. The devil is a liar. But they got some issues that's going on in their life. We don't
right.
know what caused this woman to have this issue of blood, this discharge, this emission of blood. And they're usually, this blood issue is usually caused from a traumatic injury, such as a car accident. So we can rule that out, because back in her day, they didn't have no cars. So we don't know if this woman had fallen or if she had been raped. Oh, God, help me. When I was saying this, I said, God, help our women. We don't know if this beloved daughter of Zion had been hit, had been hit, had been punched, had been beaten or stopped. Come on, somebody. I know we don't
That's
like
right.
to tell it,
That's
but
right.
for some of us, the devil has used somebody to abuse us. Hallelujah. And we got
yes.
an issue because of it. But we do know that something happened, because hemorrhaging just don't start without a cause.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Why hadn't her heart rate gone up? I'm sure Luke was wondering. Because, see, when you're losing blood, your heart rate goes up to compensate for the blood loss. Why how hadn't her breathing rate elevated? Come on, somebody. Why hadn't she started breathing harder? Why hadn't the woman given out, passed out, bleeding for 12 long years? Why hadn't her blood pressure dropped and she fainted? Come on, somebody. Why didn't anyone notice her? At least notice her from the bad smell that was coming from her. Because when the blood comes out, it carries an odor. Come on up in here, somebody. Mm-hmm. Oh, bless his name. How did this woman make it to reach to Jesus to touch the hem, H-E-M, of his garment? And I began to wonder, beloved. Anybody got anything? Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I began to wonder, what kind, what manner, what sort, what brand of woman was this? We don't know if this woman was saved or a sinner, but we do know that she was a believer because she had faith. It ain't the long, drawn-out prayers that move God. Come on, somebody. It ain't how you can raise your voice and take it down to a lower note that moves God. But how many know that it's faith in God that will put him in action? Hallelujah. So tonight, woman of God and man of God, despite the blows you had to take, oh, come on, somebody. Some woman tonight, some woman tonight had to go through somebody hitting on her. The trauma that you had to endure, the injuries that you sustained, and all that you know. Come on, somebody. You don't even know yourself, but something within you. Come on, it's something within us, God. That caused you not to give up. Hallelujah. It wasn't your strength, because how many know when you're going through, you get real weak. You get despondent. Sometimes you get discouraged, but it's something within you. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God left you here because of your faith. You're still standing on tonight. He left you to be a witness, to tell somebody that I am a survivor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you too, and me too, like this woman, had the will. Hallelujah. We're not here because of our bank account. We're not here because of our status in society, because of our degrees. But it was a will on the inside of us. Our mind was made up. Somewhere, somehow, some strength came. The stamina of God. The faith to keep pressing our way. Come on, somebody. We were determined. Oh, yes, we were. Hallelujah. It takes determination. When folks tell you to forget it, when folks tell you and try to convince you to give up on God, who is God? Where is God? How do you know there is a God? But you got determination, something within you telling you to go ahead.
Go ahead. Lord.
Somebody know it on tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah. After all of the attacks that we had on our bodies, even in our minds and in our spirits, our heart was attacked. Our heart got broken. The attack in our home and with our family. Come on, somebody. How many know that the devil will attack your spouse? The devil will attack your children. He'll even attack our self-esteem and tell us we ain't nothing. He'll tell us if you were saved, why you're going through what you're going through. But we will determine somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on.
Bless his name. Woo-hoo. We were determined. It was something within us. Come on. Hallelujah. That held the reins.
Come on.
Even through the storm and the rain that we had to go through, the sickness and the pain, tell yourself, I'm a survivor. Come on. Talk to yourself. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Bless your name and say, I am a survivor. Hallelujah. Even through being let down, being disappointed, being abused and misused. We are survivors. Yes, we are. After being rebuked and scorned, talked about. Oh, y'all can help me tonight. As children born, we still survived. How? With the help of God. Because Jesus. Y'all know it. Come on. Jesus did his part.
Yes,
and guess what? Look at us now. Tell the devil, tell the devil to look at us now. I made it. Hallelujah.
Even
Hallelujah.
Come on, girl.
Some of the stuff, y'all, and you know, I just speak for myself. Some of the stuff that I've been through, I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Or
at
least I should have lost my mind.
Yeah.
But I can tell you tonight that I am a survivor. Sometimes we had to hyperventilate, put on and catch our breath. We're taking the very life out of us. Just like this woman, her life was coming out of her. The devil was trying to kill us. Oh, but the devil is a liar. He's a defeated foe on tonight. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why?
Lord.
Because God saw us even before he created us. The psalmist said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. See, God built us to last. He didn't build us to break. Come on up in here, somebody. God didn't build us to go back, to give up, to throw in the towel, to backslide, to leave the church, to denounce God. But he built us,
God.
Hallelujah,
Lord,
to be a survivor.
Right.
Oh, bless his name. He saw us, and he loved us while we were hurting. He was hurting right along with us. While we were crying late in the midnight hours, he was right there with us, wiping our tears away. Oh, bless his name.
Bless your holy name. Yeah, Lord.
Hallelujah. And not only, beloved, did we touch him, but God turned around and he touched us. Oh, bless his name. And he told us, I don't know about y'all, but he spoke to me and said, you shall not die, but live.
My God.
You shall live.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
come on, somebody. Somebody talk tonight.
Amen.
You might help somebody else that's listening. Hallelujah. If you're not ashamed, if you want to tell somebody just how good God's been to you. See, he's been too good to me. And somebody asked me, how can God be too good? And I had to tell them I'm talking about to me. Because, see, I was on my way to hell. Yes, I was. I was just like this woman, stinking in my sin. But God found me and saved my life. Oh, bless his name. And even early this morning, hallelujah, God gave me some brand new mercy. Yes, he did.
Yes,
so he's too good to me. God didn't get me like I should have been got. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
This is old Seal Payne. I just want to say, I just can't believe it. At the age of 17, I was in high school, a senior, and I was working at this fast food restaurant. And we were working and closing at night, and by the time I had gotten to the bus stop home, the last bus had ran. So I began to walk home straight down the main street. And as I was walking straight down the main street, it's like about 12:30, maybe close to 1, I'm walking, and I look up ahead, and I see this car, and I'm like, if that car stops, I'm gone. I'm taking off. That car stopped, turned around. I took off. As I took off and ran, I ran this way, that way, ran up an alleyway and hid behind some stuff and ducked it down. I looked up just a little bit, and as I looked up, I saw some headlights coming up the alleyway. I was like, oh, Lord, help me. So I ducked down, and I was there, and I was kind of afraid. And all of a sudden, the car door on the car closed. I said, oh, my goodness. He didn't get out of the car. And I said, thank God that he hid me. He hid me from the enemy, the devil. And then he got in the car, and the car door closed again. I said, oh, no, Lord, I'm not going back out there yet. He's still out there. He's waiting for me. And I just stayed there, and I just thank God that the Lord hid me from the devil. When I was a young boy, the devil was looking for me, came after me, and God hid me. He told me, when they get up, and from that point on, I ran straight home. I just thank God for allowing me to be able to survive, because if it wasn't, I wouldn't be here today. So glory to
Lord.
His name,
praise
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Yes, we do. And I know I got some real women on the call. I know it's some real women that's listening in on tonight, you know, that ain't trying to fake like they've been saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. Come on, somebody. Not all your life. Oh, bless His name, somebody. And not all of us on this call tonight were virgins when we on our wedding night. Not all of us. Come on, somebody. Oh, bless His name. But God kept us. Kept us. Come on, somebody. He kept us from getting venereal diseases. He kept us from getting AIDS. Oh, y'all better talk to me on tonight.
I'm a survivor.
And it wasn't because we were so good, but it was because God is good. He looked beyond our faults.
Yeah.
And not only did He see our need, but God met our need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And right now, we are survivor. Father, love it. I ain't a faker. Come on, somebody. Because God know when you're faking. He know when you're putting on airs. God know when you want to be seen and heard of men. But I'm not a faker tonight. Come on, because I've been in some spots and some places that I should have been dead. Come on, somebody. Oh, bless His name on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, somebody.
When I was 16, and my mom went out of town, and I threw a party. I just wanted to throw a party, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I wanted to throw a party, and I threw that party. And I knew my mom was coming back. And I let the devil trick me. I said, ooh, I'm not getting no woman. I'm going to take these sleeping pills. Let me tell y'all something. I was in a coma for 3 days.
How much
my mom said when she got to that hospital, she said, girl, they said, we're just waiting to put the time on when you need. She said, but the Lord said, He wasn't through with you yet. Amen.
Glory
so I could have lost my life. Amen. But God let me live. Amen. At 16, taking overdose and trying to overdose on some sleeping pills. So I know I've been all that writing, all that cute. Amen. I did things my way. But I thank God that He loved me enough. He gave me another chance, y'all. Somebody might be going through. Just don't give up, because God loves us. Amen. He's been loving
us through
this, virus, and He's still loving us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yes. This Pastor Dolores, bless you all. So good to join you. But when I was 16 years old, I got pregnant, and I didn't know what to do. I was scared. Because my mom had already talked to me about not doing things like that. And we was at lunch, and this girl said she was pregnant too, but she had some pills that she took, and she wasn't pregnant no more. Well, she gave me two of those pills, y'all. I held on to them pills as tight as I could until I got home. And nobody was there. And my bedroom was on the second floor, so I had about maybe 16, 17 steps to go up. You didn't go up and down. So what I was going to do is, y'all, I'm going to take the pills, and I'm going to fall down the steps. But the Holy Ghost, would not let me take those pills to this day. I only had one pregnancy, one child, and that was my son, Kevin. And I thank God for His mercy and His grace that day. I heard Him, and I didn't hear Him. You hear what I said? I still had Him in my hand, but I still heard Him. And I obeyed Him, threw them pills as far as I could in the trash can, never took them out no more. This came to me last week, y'all, and I thank the Lord. Because that boy going to preach God's word one day. You hear what I say? That was God said. God said, going to preach God. Boy, I thank God for his mercy and his grace. We some pretend I got this. I ain't got everything, but I sure got him. And I think he got me. I know he got me. And that's how I've made it thus far. My family been awful mean to me lately, but that's all right. I keep praying for him. Anything I can do for him, I still keep on doing. They said when I got to Lincoln that I took my baby brother, he's special, that I took his money and bought the car. I didn't buy that car. I didn't put a dime on that car. I ain't have a dime to put on there. But it was my car given to me. And when it was time to go, it was gone. But I thank God I got another car. But until and when I don't have a car, I still got Jesus. And that's enough. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. All right.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that's why we can't be on this call tonight, even when we go back to church, beloved. Some of us are already going. But even when we go back to church, God don't want us going back up in there holier than thou. Come on, somebody. You know, we've been young.
Yeah,
come on, y'all.
Right.
Look, I know folks just told you you ain't changed a bit and you look like you looked when you were 16. You know they lied on you, don't you? But we have been young. And we did things that young people do. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we can't be putting these young folk down they do something, when they get pressed young. Come on, somebody. Because we already been there. But God did it for us. Guess what? He'll do it for them.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. God ain't got us on this podcast to try to be cute, to try to impress nobody. Hallelujah. We ain't on here to try to raise no big fat offering. We out here fishing for souls. We want to help somebody. We want to keep somebody from committing suicide, from somebody saying, I am going to take these pills. I am going to get up out of here. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why he's raised up these precious daughters of Zion called the women of destiny. Oh, we love one another. Come on, somebody. We're there for one another. We help one another. Oh, bless his name, somebody. It ain't even about you. It ain't about me, but it's all about Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Anybody else?
Glory, glory.
Anybody else? So just going to our text.
I want to give my eyes to Bishop Marie Lackner. I really do. I remember when, I guess my girls must have been, my twins must have been, I don't know, around 2 years old or something, whatever. And I was getting off the bus, and I felt this lump that was on my, I guess it must have been on my right or left because it's been so many years now. And I said, Lord, what it is? Why is this? What is this on my breast, just like that, and everything? And so I called my husband, Reverend. I said, we got to do something. I said, I got to go to Barnes Hospital because I feel this lump on my breast. And I said, I got to go and see what it is. And I did call in, and he did meet me at the hospital and everything. They did run all these tests and everything on me, and they say it was something small, but they really couldn't exactly tell what it was. They had to run some more tests and everything like that. I said, okay, you know, and everything. So I got in touch with my family and everything. My baby brother went to, you know, I always talk about lying there, and he was the one that told me, he said, oh, my God, he said, my sister said, she got the twins. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And he said that he would step in and take my children. I said, take my children. I said, Lord, I got to raise my own kids. He can't take them. And my husband and I got to raise them. You know, these are our kids. So anyway, I went on back to the doctor again, and they did a test and everything, and they told me, you all right, you fine, we ain't got to do no test, we ain't got to do this, we ain't got to do nothing. I said, God, I thank you, because I didn't want to give up my children. Now, my children are 40-some years old now, and I went to the other day, and I had to have another one. Like we always do, every 2 years, you have to go and see about yourself. And they still can't. I don't even write it down no more. I was writing it down and stuff like that. I said, forget that. I ain't gonna write that no more. That didn't happen for many years. I'm fine. I ain't gonna come bring something else again, you know, nothing like that. So, and I know another time it happened to me. I was coming from work, and I had this headache, and I had read into my one of my friends on the bus and everything. She and I was talking. She said, "What's wrong, Helen?" I said, "Girl, I don't know. I just got a headache." I said, "I don't know if it's a headache or what it is." Now, yeah, I am pregnant. I got a headache. You know you're going to have a headache. You're going to have some of everything. And so she said, "Oh, well, take this pill. You'll be okay." Yeah, I am. Yeah, little stupid child, everyone, whatever you want to call it, and everything. And so I took the pill. I said, "Lord, have mercy. I could have killed my babies. I mean, you know.
My Lord,
have mercy. I could have killed my babies." But I made it all home, and I was okay, and I was all right. You know, I would not take anything people give you. People give you something, you say, "Oh, I'm going to take," because I know I used to have these headaches, you know, and everything. And I said, "Lord, it'll be okay. Yeah, I'm going to stop and get me something to eat, take this pill, and I'm going to be fine." Okay. It wasn't that way. I said, "From now on,
thank you, Lord.
I would not do that. I would not do that for nothing in the world." And I praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. A survivor. Come on, somebody. A survivor. Hallelujah. So just like this woman in our text on tonight, it says a woman having an issue of blood, meaning that she had a chronic disease. You know, this had lasted for 12 years and so it was chronic. It seems to be incurable. Hallelujah. 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physicians. Now, I don't know if they had insurance back then, but the Bible says that she spent all her living. You know, so it leads us to believe that she had some kind of money to be going to a doctor for 12 years. You know, she might have been a little well off. But how many know, even in our day, if you don't have the right kind of insurance, call somebody.
No.
The doctor ain't going to make you no appointment. You ain't got enough money. The doctor don't want to see you.
That's right. Come on up in here, somebody.
Right, yes,
right.
It's some women now that don't have no benefits. During this pandemic, they don't have any benefits. They don't have any insurance. They don't have any hospitalization. You know, so see, sometimes when you got that insurance and you got a few dollars in the bank, you think you don't need God. But when you ain't got nothing, hallelujah, and all you got is Jesus, how many know that He's enough?
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Now, I don't know if these doctors, these physicians that this woman had gone to wondered why she ain't came back, or maybe they knew why she didn't come back. Her money had ran out.
That's right.
So did they do a follow-up? 9 times out of 10, they didn't, because they was looking for the money. And, oh, bless his name, somebody. And so the Bible says neither could she be healed of any. All of the doctors that she had gone to, with all of their knowledge, with all of their wisdom, they couldn't help this woman. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. And then it said, but this woman came behind him. She was arrogant. She knew how to touch Jesus.
Some of us,
we don't even know how to pray. We don't even know how to talk to the Lord. We think we can tell God what to do. Come on, somebody. We come with our arrogant self, thinking that we somebody talking to an almighty God. But the Bible says that this woman came behind Jesus. Come on, somebody. Bleeding and smelling. She was already unclean. Come on. That's wasn't even supposed to be around folk.
Sometimes
you really need some help, you can't worry about what folk going to say.
People going to
God, I need some help. I need to be delivered.
You,
I need to be healed.
Yeah,
and it says she came behind him
and touch the border, touch the hem of his garment, touching his righteousness, because she knew that her righteousness was as filthy rags. Oh, come on, somebody.
Hey, right,
and the Bible
right.
says, immediately. See, something happens when you're real with God. See, the Bible says, immediately. My mind keeps thinking about Overseer Elliot, because that's the first time I came in contact with her. That I remember. And we were, are you there, Overseer Elliot? You still with us?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Yeah. And I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, I remember Overseer Elliot was on a special intercessory prayer call that night, and about only four people showed up. Come on, God don't need no crowd. I'm going to know it. Only about four people showed up. And Overseer Elliot began to share with us that I'm in a wheelchair, and I can't walk, and I'm in pain. And we went to God in prayer. Oh, yes, we did. Come on, somebody. I know the Lord, he will hear and answer prayer. And I believe it was the next day. Come on, somebody. The next day, this woman of God texts me. Oh, I can't tell it like she did. The next day. Come on over, Shelly. Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hey. And then I walk. I said, thank you, God. The prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yeah.
Oh,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
She said, I'm out of that wheelchair. Oh, bless
you.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. See, when you in trouble, you don't need nobody praying no cute prayer. Come on, somebody. You don't need, I need somebody. Come on. I need somebody that can tap into glory. Oh, bless his name. I need some help. Come on. You ain't impressing me. I need to get to Jesus. Oh, y'all better come on.
Yes, Lord, yes.
And the Bible says that immediately her blood started dried up. Oh, and the Bible says in verse 45, if y'all with me in your word, and Jesus said, who touched me?
Touched me.
And when everybody denied Peter said, Lord, all these folks, this crowd, people bumping up against you and reaching out to you, and you talking about who touched me? But Jesus had to let them know, it's somebody in this crowd today that's for real.
All right.
Somebody that means some business. Come on up in here. Somebody that didn't come to church to be seen and let folks, how cute you look today. I need some help. Oh,
glory,
y'all better talk to me
right
tonight.
Now,
hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
He said, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And you know Jesus knew who touched him. Come on, y'all.
Sure
but he wanted a witness. He wanted
come
to come
on,
forth
come
and have a testimony and tell the people of God that I am a survivor. I've been through some things. I've been hurt and I've been in pain. But look
that's
at me now. I
glory
am
God.
A survivor.
A survivor.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus said, somebody touch me, because I felt the virtue. I felt some power. I felt some anointing come out of my body. Come on, somebody. Oh, you can call on Jesus all you want to, but you better tap into glory. You better be able to reach the throne of grace. Oh, is somebody listening on tonight? Lord, Bob, when you going to answer me, God? God, when you going to heal me? When you going to deliver me, Father? When you going to make a way out of no way for me? But I declare tonight, when you get real with God, when you forget about yourself, forget about your problem and look to the problem solver. Oh, bless his name. Oh, beloved, you ought to tell yourself on tonight, I am a survivor.
I am a survivor. Yes, I am.
In verse 47, I'm a survivor. Yes, God. The devil threw at me all he could. Come on, somebody. Everything he could. And I say that he could because he had to throw at me what God allowed. Oh, bless his name.
Right.
And God knew what he allowed the devil to bring against you and I. It wouldn't take us out. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Oh, bless his name. And the Bible says in verse 47, and we almost done, y'all. It says, and when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down in the presence of the Almighty God. You got to get that cock out of your neck when you in the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory.
She fell down before Jesus. And she gave a testimony. Come on, somebody. She declared unto him before all the people. See, some of us are ashamed that we was on the ground. Yeah, y'all.
All right,
something. Some of us are ashamed to tell somebody, my husband dropped me, girl. He left me. Come on. He picked up another. Come on, somebody. We are ashamed to tell the testimony. But this woman came and she said before the people for what cause she had touched Jesus. Come on. And how she had been healed immediately. Hallelujah. And he said unto her, he spoke directly to her. She probably was afraid that he was going to rebuke her or have her stoned because she was unclean. She was out of order. Y'all ever been told you've been out of order in church? Y'all better talk to me. But Jesus, the healer, the doctors are all mad because, see, there's a stranger in the city, and he's healing.
Yeah.
You don't even have to make no appointment, and he'll heal you. Glory to God. My feet getting light. I don't know about y'all, because see, I'm a survivor.
Yes, God.
I'm a survivor. And Jesus said unto her, daughter, he called me daughter.
Top of all that.
Some of us worried about folks calling us apostles and bishops. But he called her daughter. It don't get no better than this, y'all. Be a good comfort. Because your faith. Come on, somebody. Somebody on the call tonight. You got some faith that can conquer anything. Can take you through anything. Come on, somebody. Faith that made thee whole. Go in peace. And you know, as I was studying, and we almost done, as I was studying, I was thinking about this woman. My mind went to the church. Oh, bless his name. The Church of God in Christ. And I'm not talking about no denomination. My mind even went to America. How the devil done attacked us with this COVID-19. And how others have died. And we're still here. We're still a survivor. Not because we've been so good, and not because we've been so holy, not because we kept God's commandments so well, but God in his mercy. Come on, somebody.
Yes,
I thought about the woman representing the church and how the devil has come against the church and tainted the church's blood. Y'all better come on. We had a blood issue. How many know that the church has a blood issue? We're hemorrhaging. Yes, we are. Our blood has been tainted. Our blood has been corrupted. The church right now, I'm talking about right now, the church is stinking in our sin. The devil is taking, he's snuffing the very life out of the church, talking about you and me. But God, come on, somebody. But God, over 2,000 years ago, coming down through 42 generations, he went up Golgotha's hill, gave up the ghost. The Bible says that the soldier pierced him in his side. And you know what came out? Blood. Oh, y'all better talk to me. Blood came out. God gave us a blood transfusion.
Our
blood was messed up, and justice. Come on, somebody. Justice demanded that we should die, but mercy. Oh, come on, somebody. Mercy and grace stepped in. Oh, said not so. They shall live and not die. He gave up the ghost. Yes, he did. Went down in Joseph's new tomb. How for hell? You know, because Jesus had already said, upon this rock,
Not upon Peter, not upon the Pope, but upon this rock, upon Jesus, the solid rock, rock of ages, clap for me. I can hide. Y'all better talk to me tonight.
I can hide myself.
Upon this rock, upon this truth, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. He didn't say the gates of hell wouldn't come against you, but he did say that no weapon, y'all better talk tonight,
no weapon
that's been formed against the church shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No weapon. Hallelujah. I am a survivor. And the good news is, he went to hell. It should have been you. It should have been me. But Jesus went to hell, and he preached the souls that were in hell. But he didn't stay there. He didn't stay in hell, y'all. Oh, good news. From the throne of grace. Good news for the people of God. Good news for the church. Good news for America. Good news for God's sons and daughters. Good news. Come on, somebody. Saturday morning, just about the break of day, he got up, stood on resurrection ground. Yes, he did. Shook down and died south.
Glory to God.
And he declared all power.
In
heaven and earth.
Glory to God.
Is in his hands.
Yes.
So, woman of God, man of God, I don't care how long you've been going through. I don't care what it is that you've been going through. There's a healer. Come on, somebody. It ain't your pastor. Come on. It ain't your bishop. Oh, bless his name. It ain't your chief apostle. But it's Jesus. He's a healer. Yes, he is. Oh, clap for me, y'all, somebody. Oh, I can hide. Y'all can hide. You ever had to hide behind the rock? Oh, bless his name.
Yes.
Oh, bless his name. We can give God some glory tonight. Is still here. So some of us, we went back years ago, but how many know just recently we messed up? Y'all ain't got to say nothing. Just recently, some of us lied. Some of us was a hoe. Some of us stole God's money. So yes, we did. Come on. Some of us. But God said, I see you coming. You're going to change. That's why KDFI says your destiny. See, God ain't looking at where you are, but he wants to know where you're going. Oh, bless his name. He's going to take us there. He's going to give us a testimony. I was wrong. I was a butch in a dyke. I was a faggot in a punk right behind the pulpit. But God had mercy on me. God smiled on me. Yeah, I laid up with another man's wife and another woman's husband. But God, come on, somebody. He said, I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to give you a testimony that through it all, I'm a survivor. Hallelujah. The devil couldn't take me out. Hallelujah. How many know it? If God be for us, who can be against us? We're more than conquerors through him, that loved us. Hallelujah. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Come on, just encourage yourself.
Yes, Lord.
If you're in the house with somebody, encourage somebody and tell them you are survivor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know some COVID-19 patients. It didn't take them out, but God left them here to have a testimony. I'm a survivor. Hallelujah. Anybody else? We got about a minute and 10 seconds. Come on, somebody. Amen. While you coming out, I want to just encourage us to vote. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, to vote. And I know voting is in order because, see, they had to choose between Jesus and Barabbas.
All right.
The vote was cast. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. Hallelujah. So I would encourage you to use your voice. Hallelujah. And vote. Hallelujah. If there's none, back in your hands, Elder Pate.
Amen.
Thank you all. Love you all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for using Bishop Blackie to pour into us on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to share a testimony?
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Rutherford, can you come forward with us in prayer?
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity one more time. And I definitely thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, the head of our the one who died on the cross for us, for our sins. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for this opportunity for all of these great women to come together on this line. For those who are listening by way of the airways, Lord, we thank you for each and every one that maybe the words that they heard tonight impacted them with something that they will be able to go back and use as they go in their everyday lives. But Lord, just knowing that it touched somebody's mind, stop and think, Lord, if it had not been for you, where would I be? And they're able to give him praise. Somebody listening on this night maybe did take their child out, aborted their child. But they need to know that God forgives. And and I heard one pastor who said she wanted to give her child, get rid of her child. But when God has something predestined, Lord, we just want to thank you for knowing when your way has already been predestined, no man can turn that around. The power of God is almighty on this line tonight. He's in shifted something in somebody's mind tonight. He reminded us of our times of where we've been through. But Lord, I just want to thank you personally for how you brought me through. And I know each and every person on this line can say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Saying, thank you right now, Lord.
Hallelujah. If it had not been for you, where would I be?
Lord, if it had not been for you, I would have not made it out. Lord, if it had not been for you, I would have been destroyed. But Lord, I can say thank you, Jesus, because of your love and your protection. And Lord, somebody wants to turn their life around tonight. And I just hope and pray that they'll take that step. If you're not taking it tonight, take that step on Sunday morning and let the Lord know you want to be turned around. We ask these things, Lord, because we are humble and we love one another. And we want to see each and every person saved, Lord. We're living in a pandemic time. Even though the world seems like it's nothing, Lord God, it's all about you.
You're
going to get the glory. The devil has no power, no authority over your way, because you are the one who told Jesus to get up. And if it had not been for your power, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. All power is in your hands. And I know, Lord, you're going to make the crooked straight. And we thank you right now because our faith continues to allow us to walk forward and know that we're covered, Lord God. We are protected, Lord God. And do not fear. We do not need to fear, but believe and trust in God in all things that you do. When you wake up in the morning, when you go to sleep, when you're walking through the day, tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. And he's the only one. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. As the songwriter said. And that's why I know I got the victory in him. And whatever I ask for, Lord God, I thank you that you showed me how to work it out. These things I ask in your precious holy name. We will not depart from you, but as we depart from this line, Lord God, thank you, Jesus. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Love you all. Stay safe.
Thank you so much.
God bless all of you. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless you all.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Hallelujah.